All right, we are back live here at Penguin Field with Penguin Softball, starting game two of the doubleheader against Hawaii Pacific. So we're going to give you the lineup here for Hawaii Pacific. We're going to have batting first is number 16, Mari Kijiwara. Batting second is going to be number one, Sierra Diaz. Oh, gosh. And batting third is going to be number 11, Kayla Sanchez. Batting fourth, number 22, Emily Leonard. Batting fifth, number 33 is Breeze Lynn Tovio Asado. Batting sixth is number 9, Dominique Walker. Batting seventh, number 20, Jordan Curry. Batting eighth, number 21, Carol Ann Toyama. And batting ninth is number 3, Sienna Santiago. On the field for your Penguins, we have Gabby Catafias in the circle, Alexis Chinchilla in the squat, Haley Cheek at first, Caritza Reyes at second, Caitlin Cavender at short, Caitlin Harden at third, Mackenzie Schumacher in left, Alyssa Lanza in center, and Keely Bolin in right. We've gotten started already in this game, and the count is already full for Kajiwara. Kajiwara had a pretty decent turnout last game, and now she's hit the ball down the right field line, just falling fair, and she's on her horse down to second, and it's nice, solid stand-up double. It was a beautiful stand-up double by Kajiwara, hitting that line straight down the line. Penguins kind of weren't sure if it was going to be fair or not, but it was called fair at the very last minute, kind of bounced out foul, making Keely Bolin have to come over and make the play over in far right.
And the numbers for Catafias, a 4.90 ERA, 2 wins, 8 losses, 60 innings pitched, 38 walks to 26 strikeouts.
Not too bad for Gabby Catafias. We've seen her out here before. She's a junior this year coming in. And she's done a pretty good job for the Penguin teams. Seeing a lot of action between her and Harden a lot this season. As now we have Sierra Diaz chopping one back for a foul on strike one on Diaz. Catafias, definitely more of a movement pitcher. Harden, definitely a power pitcher, so it's a very different style of game that we're entering here into this game, too. Catafias more slow and not so quick to movement as this ball is hit right back to her for a nice easy out. She throws to Cheek, but we have the runner advancing, which is Kajiwara, to third. So now it's one out, runner at third, and we have Sanchez coming up for Hawaii Pacific. Sanchez had a really good last game against Harden, and she's one of those batters that's really smart in the box, making sure to see a lot of pitches before she takes a shot at one, and really just taking it easy and relaxed stature. As Catafias cuts one down the side on her inside to get a strike on Sanchez, Sanchez taking a nice look at it, not really too worried about the strike. Catafias now receiving the sign from Chinchilla. Here's the windup, and the pitch is again inside, but this time it's fouled down the right field line, the left side. Down the left side for a strike two against Sanchez.
And Sanchez in the last game, of course, had a deep left center field home run off of Kate Harden, and she's hopefully trying to knock this run in and take the early lead for the Sharks.
As this ball is hit straight into third baseman's glove, Caitlin Harden, and she fires over to first, but not before checking the runner at third and gets the second out for the Penguins here in this first inning.
Really great job of Harden keeping that runner there at third base, looking her over, and then deciding to throw at first, something a experienced third baseman usually does, like Harden herself.
As this pitch from Catafias is low in the dirt for ball one to Leonard. Leonard came in last game as a pinch hitter for Kajiwara and produced some pretty good, she produced a nice solid line drive out into center field and did a great job in that at bat and getting the Hawaii Pacific team's runners around the board. And it wasn't an RBI, but she did advance the money runners, so she's got the power to bring around runners, and especially especially since there's a runner at third base. As this pitch is taken down the third base line for a foul. The count now, 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Catafias with the pitch, and it's hit down to Harden at third, and she's able to handle it and get it over to Cheek at first for the third and final out of this first inning. So a pretty quick inning. Penguins were able to leave a runner stranded at third and no runs on the board. We're going to head to the bottom of the first inning, and we'll have this Penguin lineup for you after this short break.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night.
Heart of downtown, Santa Fe Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For 3 generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of 2 or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
In the heart.
All right, and we are back here live at Penguin Field bringing you Penguin softball. We have the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins, as we have starting off Mackenzie Schumacher, Alyssa Lanza, Caitlin Cavender, Daylin Dennis, Keely Bolin, Caritza Reyes, Caitlin Harden, and Alexis Chinchilla, and finally Haley Cheek. We started off this game already with the count of 1-1 on Schumacher, as this ball is hit way up and out into the left field glove of Santiago for the first out of the inning. Santiago had a great first game against the Penguins out in left field. She was able to handle quite a bit, and she really dominated that whole left side, and that wind is really carrying over there and holding the ball up high. As we have this pitch coming inside way high and almost hitting Alyssa Lanza in the head, pitcher for the Hawaii Pacific team is Emily Leonard. Do we have any stats on Emily, Brandon?
Leonard, 1.11 ERA. She's pitched 44 innings, and she's had 18 walks to her 15 strikeouts.
Not too bad looking for Leonard and the Hawaii Pacific team. I think it's definitely going to be a little bit of a battle here because we started off with power pitchers. It looks like Leonard's more of a movement type of pitcher compared to her counterpart in Curry. As now we have Alyssa Lanza being able to get on base off of a drop down bunt off the inside, on the inside here of the lines. Wow, English is having a hard time for me. On the inside of the lines, just falling right on the inside of the first base line. That's what I was looking to say. And now we have Caitlin Cavender here, as Alyssa Lanza takes off and now stealing second off of an inside pitch called strike. The count now on Cavender is 1-1. There's one out, and the Penguins now have someone in scoring position. Alyssa Lanza's on base in scoring position. Not a bad look for the Penguins. She's definitely got the speed out there to be putting the Penguins in a position of superiority here. Cavender chops one straight between the gap of the second base and first baseman, and here comes Lanza all the way around, and she steals home. And that Cavender on that throw to home steals second. And now, yet again, the Penguins take an early lead in this game against Hawaii Pacific. And also have another runner in scoring position as Cavender now stands on second base.
It looks like all the girls are coming into the circle right now, because I don't know about you guys, but they kind of got a little sloppy out there, I felt like, because they got overwhelmed and they were, you know, trying to get ahead on the plays. So it looks like they're all having a team meeting.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're probably trying to calm themselves down, say, hey, you know, we lost this first one. We'll get them right here in the next one. Come on, let's get it together, guys. I know they've already got a one-run lead on us, but can't be falling apart. It's only the first inning. As now the huddle has ended and we are going back into regular play, Daylen Dennis has re-entered the game after she had gotten knocked in the jaw on Thursday, caught an ugly bump, ugly ball coming up at third base. It's nice to see that she's okay and able to come back and play, as the first pitch to her is away outside, but just enough off that corner to be called strike. Daylen Dennis, for sure a trooper. She's one of the players here that doesn't wear a face mask, so she's probably not afraid to get the ball taken to her face all too often.
Yeah, and I mean, with the looks of the jaw incident that happened her last game, she's still not afraid because she is still not wearing a face mask.
Yeah, it's true, as this ball comes way up high and outside for ball two. The count now, 2-1, one out here. We are at the bottom of one. The Penguins lead 1-0 with a runner in scoring position, Caitlin Cavender at second base. Leonard with the pitch is up high and away for ball three. Count now 3-1 to Dennis. Leonard with the windup, and the pitch is hit way up high and popped up into center field. Washisaki is able to handle it and catch that ball and get it over to her cut, but it was hit so deep into center field that Cavender was able to steal off the tag-up play. So now Cavender stands on third, and there is two outs as Keely Bolin steps up to the plate.
I think with Keely being, you know, I believe for myself is one of my favorite players, and she brings a lot of power to that plate. So with a runner on third, I think she definitely has the potential to drive one in.
I agree with you there. I think that Keely is definitely that person to be there to pick it up, especially with two outs. The Penguins are that big rally team. As this pitch to her is straight down the middle for strike two, she's now behind in the count. No balls, two strikes, and it's two outs.
And you mentioned Bowen's power, and she was able to get in an RBI stand-up double in the sixth inning of the game before this, really showing her power, driving it to left center field.
I agree. I think that Keely Bolin is for sure going to be that power hitter in this inning. She needs to kind of step it up a little bit, be smart with her pitch selection, as this pitch to her is way up high and out for ball two. The count now 2-2 on Bolin. As this last pitch to Bolin cuts off the outside corner, and she gets hung out to dry looking. And that will be the final out for the first inning here. Penguins lead this game 1-0 and leave a runner stranded at third. We're going to go into the top of two as we now have the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Hawaii Pacific coming up after this break.
Generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going.
I'm clumsy, and my head's a mess, 'cause you.
We are back here with Penguins softball live at Penguin Field. We are heading into the top of the second inning as Gabby Katafias is in the circle facing off against number 33, Brazlin Tovio Asado. Gosh, these names are going to kill me today. So the count now to Tovio Asado is 1-1. Catify is looking pretty strong out here, actually, with a strong start in that first inning, only not allowing any runs coming across the board. As this pitch from Catify is way outside for ball two. The count, 2-1, nobody out. Penguins lead this game 1-0 as we're at the top of two. I'm Lizette Cabrera. Alongside of me is Alyssa Peterson and Brandon Cadiz. Catify with the windup. And the pitch is low and outside for ball three. Katafai is kind of struggling here to hit those spots. Seeing a lot of this same movements from that we saw from Harden earlier with a lot of inside, outside, low. Not sure if that's a strategy they're using against Hawaii as this pitch gets fouled off down the third baseline and almost into the dugout of the Penguins. And we're just going to reset and start again as the count is full.
As you mentioned, that Katafias is struggling. Sometimes I feel like she doesn't always place the ball where she wants, you know, it to go. So I think as a pitcher, that's something that she could always improve on.
Caitlin Harden gets the ball over. As Tovio Asado hits the ball over to Harden, and Harden takes a nice diving leap for it. And she is able to make the play over to first to get her out. That was a beautifully executed play by Harden over at third, making the dive, the catch, and the throw from her knees, may I mention. She made a beautiful long throw from her knees across the field. Perfect throw to Haley Cheek at first. That'll be the first out of the inning. And now we have number 9, Dominique Walker, coming out here for the first time today. The first pitch on Walker is high and away for ball one. And this, as Katafias comes through with the windup and the pitch, the second pitch to Walker was swung on and missed from an up high pitch. So now the count is 1-1. There's one out. Penguins leading by one. It's a lot of ones. As the pitch from Katafias comes off the inside corner for ball two.
And a great job by Katafias going with that fastball and then changing it up with a really slow changeup on the second pitch to get her swinging. And as you mentioned, they're going in and out, and a great strategy so far working against the Sharks.
I agree with you there, Brandon. It's a big strategy. Catafias is not the power pitcher, but she does have movement as far as the fast, the slow, and the high and low, and inside, outside. As this pitch from her comes outside and is hit straight to Caitlin Cavender, who knocks it down and makes a solid throw over to first, but it is not in time, and Walker is called safe.
Looked like Cheek really tried to stretch that one to try and get the out, but it didn't quite make it.
I agree with you there. Cheek kind of tried to stretch it, but it was not in time. Cavender kind of dropped the ball with her glove, picked it up barehanded, and made the throw over, so that maybe those extra 2 seconds made that difference. As now we have number 20, Jordan Curry, coming to the plate. First pitch to Curry is called strike down the middle. And Chinchilla popping up, looking and checking out Walker down at first, making sure she's not taking too big of a lead. Catafias with the windup, and the pitch is now inside, swung on and taken foul down the third baseline, almost again into the Penguins' dugout, and bounces off the edge of the dugout and goes straight into the left field. Mackenzie Schumacher coming over, kind of getting the ball in. We're just going to reset and do it again. Count, no balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, runner at first. Here's the pitch from Catafias. Way inside for ball one. Almost looked like it was going to hit her.
I was just about to say the same thing. And it almost looked as if she wasn't going to move if it did.
Yeah, I think that we've had problems with that in the past where batters haven't been able to move, and Coach Tori Nyberg's come out and said something to the umpire, and the umpire's like, well, it's fine, leave them alone, they just got hit. But there is a rule that says that you have to move, at least attempt getting out of the way, as this pitch from Catafias comes in high and is ball two. And this, here's the windup and pitch, and it is taken foul over the fence of the left field line and into the batting cage on the left side behind the Penguins' dugout. We're going to just start on over again. Here's the pitch from Catafias. This one is taken straight to the glove of Reyes at second. She flips it over to Cheek for a nice, easy 4-3 play, and that's the second out of the inning.
That was a great backhand throw over to Cheek made by Reyes.
I agree with you on that. Also, Walker advances over to second base on the hit. And now the Hawaii Pacific team, for the first time today, has a runner in scoring position. Excuse me, the second time today has a runner in scoring position. As we have number 21, the catcher, Carol Ann Toyama, excuse me, coming in. Jeez, these names are going to kill me. All right, and this pitch from Catafias is right off the inside corner, called strike on Toyama.
And we really were into a treat between Toyama and Chinchilla, both really great defensive catchers, mm-hmm. and making great defensive plays in the previous game prior to this.
As Toyama hits one straight down the third base line, it's called foul, but Caitlin Harden was on it. She was ready to nail that throw all the way over to Cheek, just coming off that line. The rule is if the player catches the ball with 1 foot in and 1 foot out, the ball is technically fair. But Caitlin's feet both came out, so it was foul. Catafias now with the windup and pitch to Toyama, and it's way outside for ball two. The count now 2-2 on Toyama.
Gotten a little chilly here out at Penguin Field.
Yeah, the wind is definitely starting to blow in now from the left center side, and it's going to have an effect on the way the ball is, as the last pitch from Catafias comes straight down the middle, and Toyama's caught looking for strike three and the third out of the inning. Hawaii Pacific leaves one runner stranded at second. Penguins still taking the lead as we head to the bottom of two. Here at Penguin Field, the score is Penguins 1, Hawaii Pacific 0. We're going to be right back after this short break and bring you the bottom of the second inning.
Going straight away center field on the pitch by Emily Leonard, and she drives it straight away center field for a home run right over the center field gap, right on the left of the 220 sign, and it's a home run as the Penguins will extend their lead to 2-0.
That was a beautiful hit by Caritza Reyes. She's been due up for a hit for a while now. I think that she hit that straight on the money. That was the ideal hit right there of the day. What a great way to start off the second inning. Not only giving the Penguins now a two-run lead, but starting off the inning, first pitch, home run. Wow, beautiful job by Caritza Reyes.
And the first pitch to the batter up in Kate Harden. Emily Leonard will go outside as the catcher. Toyama will look to pick it up as it bounces off her glove. Count is at 1-0 to Kate Harden. Kate Harden, of course, the pitcher in the first game of this doubleheader, and she went the distance, putting another win on her record, as the second pitch to her will be low on the outside. The count now at 2-0 to Kate Harden. And Harden will deliver as Leonard will deliver, and Harden will ground out to the third baseman. An easy throw to first base for the 5-3 put out.
It looked like that ball over to first was thrown into the dirt, leaving, you know, everyone thinking it could have gone either way. It could have escaped, or, of course, as she got the out, it could have, you know, been in their favor.
Alexis Chinchilla, the batter up now for the Penguins, the catcher for your Dominican Penguins, of course. And the windup by Leonard will be low in the ground to Chinchilla inside, as the count will now go to 1-0 to Chinchilla.
Chinchilla does a great job as a batter and a catcher for this Penguin team. I think she brings a lot to the table as far as whenever she's at the plate, she's aggressive, but she also has that like relaxed feeling to her stance and everything. You can tell she's aggressive because she goes after the balls that are like even remotely close to hitting the zone.
And Chinchilla will drive that one to right field, but Dominique Walker in right field will snatch it up. Easy put out there for the right fielder in Dominique Walker.
It looked like Walker almost misjudged that ball as she took a little hop right at the last second to try and catch it out in right field.
Yeah. The wind also playing a factor out here. It's blowing in from the outfield inward, and it probably held the ball up high and kind of made it look like it was going to fall sooner than it did.
Haley Cheek, the batter up, and what a beautiful curveball there by Emily Leonard on the outside corner for a beautiful strike one to Cheek. And the windup by Leonard to Cheek, high fastball. She's not going to get Cheek to bite on that one. The count now is at 1-1. And Leonard looking the same as Ketafai, is trying to mix things up, going out and inside of the zone, as the pitch to Cheek will be swung on and missed for strike two. Count now is at 1-2 to Haley Cheek.
That was a beautiful swing by Haley Cheek. You could tell she really put all of her full force behind that swing.
The pitch to Leonard is driven high to left field, but the left fielder, Sienna Santiago, will get under it and make the catch. Three outs for the Penguins, but they're able to pick up another run on the homer by Caritza Reyes.
I think Reyes did a phenomenal job coming out here, first batter of the inning, and just knocking one over the right center fence and just really taking control of this game here, getting the Penguins a 2-0 lead at the bottom of two. The Penguins still have a long way to go and a long time to hold this lead. We're going to take yet another break as we go into the top of three here live at Penguin Field. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
back to Penguin softball here for our doubleheader between your Penguins taking on the Hawaii Pacific Sharks. And the Penguins extended their lead 2-0 in the second inning with a home run by a home run by Reyes, her first home run on the year.
Reyes did a fantastic job getting the home run. Hopefully, maybe the team will take a nice trip down to San Rafael Joe's and have a nice team dinner tonight. I think San Rafael Joe's sounds like a great place to eat for dinner, especially since they have really good Italian food there.
I was just going to say
super homey
same thing.
Feel. Thank you, San Rafael Joe's, for sponsoring us here at Penguin Radio, Penguin Softball.
The count to Santiago 2-1 as she drives this one to the left fielder in Mackenzie Schumacher, but she will get under it for the first out of the inning. And coming up to bat for Hawaii Pacific, now we're going to go back to the top of the order as Mari Kajiwara will be the hitter up against Gabby Catafias.
It looks like the girls are in good spirits with Reyes' last home run. They, you know, came into the circle all smiles, and they are really ready to play.
First pitch to Kajiwara will hit the outside corner, called for a strike one to Kajiwara. And another great job of Catafias establishing the outside, similar to Harden in the first game. And the second pitch to Catafias tries to go outside again, this time a little bit too outside as the count is now at 1-1. Kajiwara will step back into the plate and Catafias will deal, and this one will be swung on to the shortstop, and a great, great job of Haley Cheek extending for the out there at first base, really stretching it out from the throw by Kat Cavender at the shortstop.
That was a beautiful stretch over by at first by Cheek. Cavender kind of had a little bit of a struggle coming up with a throw for that. She kind of shot it over without getting in a prep position to make the decent throw. Cheek being able to stretch out back towards her right fielder, Bolin, and making a really nice stretch for that play in order to make sure that her team could receive the second out.
Sierra Diaz, the batter, now up for the Sharks, as the first pitch was called a ball, and the second pitch now delivered will be swung on to Cavender, who flips it or throws it to first, to Cheek for an easy 6-3 out. And that's three outs in the inning for the Sharks.
Quick inning, three up, three down. Now we're heading into the top of the order for the Penguins here at the bottom of three. Penguins still winning 2-0 here against the Hawaii Pacific Sharks. Penguins looking to continue to gain some more momentum and speed here as far as their lead on the Sharks. We're going to take another break here at Penguin Radio. You're listening to Penguin Softball live at the John F. Allen Athletics Complex. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Here to the John F. Allen's Athletic Complex here at Penguin Field as the Penguins lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third, as coming up to bat at the top of the order is Mackenzie Schumacher, and the pitch by Leonard, she's going to slap it back to Leonard and throws it to first. Great speed by Schumacher, but wasn't able to get there in time. Leonard throws it to first easily for the 1-3 out.
Schumacher being a very quick runner, almost could have made that with, the right timing, but instead that one little bounce that got back to the pitcher, it was in her favor and she was able to throw her out.
Coming up to bat now is Lonza, the center fielder for the Penguins, as she will take the first pitch down low onto the outside in the ground for a ball. Count is 1-0. Lonza did an amazing job defensively the game before, throwing a runner out at home, preventing to score the leading run for the Sharks in the game prior, as the second pitch is outside for count 2-0 to Lonza.
It'll be exciting to see what Lonza brings to the plate right now. She's quick on the bases, and she is a great power hitter.
The pitch by Leonard will be popped up easily to the third baseman in Kayla Sanchez. So a pop-up there to the third baseman, an easy put out for Alonzo as Kat Cavender will come up to bat now. And we just got to talk about this walk-up music again. I mean, these ladies really have some great walk-up music. And I really love Kat Cavender's really getting up there and getting jiggy with it before getting up to the plate. And now Leonard will set and deliver a high pitch on the changeup for the ball one against Cavender. Cavender with a low stance, shoulder bat on her shoulders as she looks to hit this one. It's going to be popped up to Sierra Diaz. Sierra Diaz, the shortstop, for another pop-up infield. Pop-up in the infield. As that will be a quick 1-2-3 inning as the Penguins are retired 1-2-3. Quick innings of work for both teams in the third as we head to the fourth inning. We are going to take a quick break here at penguinradioradio.dominican.edu and we'll be back to bring you guys the fourth inning. And we are back here at Penguin Field, bringing you the fourth inning for Penguins softball, taking on the Hawaii Pacific Sharks. Penguins lead 2-0 as the Sharks will come up to bat in this inning as Kayla Sanchez will be the hitter. She grounded out to the third baseman in the first inning as she will drive this one to third again as Harden tries to reach that one, but it will be a foul ball. Count now is at 0-1.
I don't know about you, Brandon, but this game seems to be going pretty quick with those 1-2-3 outs that both teams are making.
Definitely, game is going really quickly, and hopefully they're able to get through it before the rain comes on later tonight here in the Bay Area. As the pitch to the pitch to Sanchez will go on the inside. Count now 1-1. One ball and one strike. Sanchez will step back to the plate as Ketafias will get the sign from Shinshia. And she gets the pitch that she likes, and she's going to throw it on the outside, down low, two balls and one strike to Sanchez. Sanchez will step back into the plate. Ketafias sets, delivers, and throws down the third base side. A diving Harden again on third base. She's ready as this pitch will go foul again down the third base line. Great job and awareness of Harden, prepared for anything to go her way.
For those of you who don't know, Harden is not only a power pitcher, but she also plays third when she's not pitching. And I think that is a great thing to have as a player, is being able to play all those positions.
Ketafias gets the pitch she likes, and she throws this one down the middle, but it's fouled off by Sanchez. Sanchez battling here, trying to stay alive, trying to get Ketafias to throw and see all of her pitches, hopefully looking to rip one for a hit. Count now at 2-2 after the foul ball. Ketafias will pitch, and this one will go straight up to the middle, but it will be caught by Lonza there in center field for the first out of the inning. coming up to bat now for the Sharks is Emily Leonard, their pitcher. And in the first inning, she also grounded out to third base. And she looks to get her first hit on the day as the first pitch will be outside, way outside actually, outside black. Count now at 1-0. Stepping back into the plate, she's ready as Catafias will deliver that pitch. Low and outside, but she will not get the count. Really right there, borderline count now at 2-0. Catafias will step back in the circle on the rubber, and she's ready to deliver. The pitch tries to go outside again, but it is low in the ground. Excuse me, in the dirt. Count now at 3-0. Definitely a hitter's count for Leonard. She can either stay back on this count or she could rip it, try to rip one as she will take it low. Ball hits the dirt right on the plate and it's a base on balls, a walk as she will reach first base.
With that last pitch, it looked like she had squared up to bunt, kind of knowing maybe that she was obviously ahead in the count and she was most likely going to, you know, get on base.
Coming up to bat now will be the designated player in Tovio Asado. And the first pitch by Catafias is driven, but down to the ground as Reyes will able to pick it up and get the runner out before she reaches second in Leonard and throw it to first to Cheek. So Penguins able to get a really great double play there. Great job by Reyes, not only offensively but defensively there, tagging the runner going to second and throwing the first. And now the Penguins still lead 2-0 as we will head to the bottom of the fourth inning. We're going to take a quick break here on Penguin Radio, bringing you guys Dominican softball, radio.dominican.edu, and in San Rafael on FM 102.3. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dalen Dennis, third baseman for Penguin Softball, and you are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
And we are back now at Penguin Field as Dalen Dennis will be the first batter for the Dominican Penguins in this inning as Emily Leonard will deliver the first pitch on the outside for a ball. Count now at 1-0, and Dennis really ready here with a high stance looking to get a ball in play as the pitch by Leonard is delivered down low, hits the dirt, and goes to the backstop. Count is now at 2-0 to Dennis.
It looks like the corners are playing a bit inside, maybe preparing for a bunt, while shortstop and second are a little bit deep to be, you know, for the infield.
Leonard delivers. The pitch is low in the dirt on the outside. 3-0 hitters count for Dennis.
Dennis being a power hitter, I think she can really, you know, put all her force behind this one and drive one out.
The pitch, and it will be a high strike outside excuse me, inside to the hitter in Dennis. Count now is at 3-1. 3-1 count as Dennis will step back into the box, ready for the pitch by Leonard. And she will walk as the pitch was tight on the outside borderline, but the ump will give her the go signal to first, as it will be a walk for Dennis, as Keely Bolin will now be the batter up for the Penguins, looking to either move the runner on or get a hit. We know that Bolin is the type of player that will lay down that bunt. And the pitch to Leonard, she does, and the pitch to Bolin, excuse me, from Leonard, she does show bunt, but she pulls back at the last second as the ball is way outside. Now count is at 1-0 for a ball.
The thing I've noticed in this game is that both the pitchers have now walked one batter today, and it's been back-to-back in each inning. We went from having a 1-2-3 inning to now having the we're going to walk somebody and then get three outs kind of an inning. And I don't know if the Penguins are going to capitalize on this. I think they should, and that that Keely Bolin is the right person to be at the plate to capitalize on having a runner already on the board.
And the pitch will be high in the middle for a ball. Count now is 2-0 to Bolin, as the runner and Dennis look to advance to second there, but a throw by the catcher Toyama really keeping an eye out on Dennis, as Dennis takes another lead there. At first, she's really active, but the pitch by Leonard will be down the middle for a strike. Two balls and one strike count to Dennis as she steps back into the plate, and she's been showing bunt and pulling back at the last second throughout this entire at bat. And now she shows bunt again but pulls back, as Leonard will deliver another pitch low in front of the plate. Three balls and one strike to Dennis.
There is a play that I was taught when I was playing, and it's to show bunt and kind of come across the plate.
As Bolin will drive it to the left fielder, Santiago will get the second out of this inning. Easy fly ball out there at left field. Is actually, we're trying to see some breaks in the clouds here in left field.
So as I was saying, the bunt play is where you kind of show bunt and kind of come across in order to block the catcher and allow the runner to advance. Not sure if that's what Bolin was attempting to do before the two strikes were called on her, and she ended up having to pop out to left field.
The pitch to Reyes now from Leonard is down low for a ball, and Reyes was able to bring in the second run for the Penguins, a home run to left center field in the second inning, and she looks to capitalize on this opportunity to drive Dennis home. The pitch is high and a ball also. Count is at 2-0 now to Kiwi Reyes.
Notice now that Leonard is kind of speed pitching through Reyes as if to kind of be like, oh, you got a home run on me. Watch this. Try to see this ball. I'm going to pitch it so fast you can't see it.
And that pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. A fast ball and another fast pitch there, as you mentioned, by Leonard.
Yeah, she's kind of speed pitching her, not giving her enough time to kind of get comfortable and set in that box.
And a beautiful slow breaking curve there in down the middle. Count is now at 2-2. So after a couple pitches that were fastballs, fast pitching her, she goes on with a curveball. That one is hit by Reyes to the center fielder, an easy out for Christy Washizaki out there in center field for the second out of the inning.
It looks like with the wind picking up, when those balls are lifted out to the outfield, they definitely have some curve to them, making it a little bit difficult sometimes as an outfielder to be able to kind of place where that ball is exactly going to go.
The wind is kind of blowing in from that left field, left center position, kind of holding the ball up there, waiting for the outfielder to get underneath it.
And Harden will drive that one over the gap between third and short, and it will be and out from an amazing throw there. Out in left field by
Santiago.
By Santiago to the third baseman. And Dalen Dennis looks to be shaken up as she gets out at third base. And she's walking slowly back onto the dugout. She did get hit before on Thursday by that ground ball to her shin, and now she's looking to be shaken up walking there. Not sure what's wrong with her, but we'll try to give an update as soon as we know. Penguins leave one stranded, and they still lead 2-0 as we head into the fifth inning. We'll be back after another quick break. Penguin Radio, Penguin Softball on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Penguin Radio. Penguins lead 2-0 as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Penguins really taking that commanding 2-0 lead. Not really getting anything after the home run by Caritza Reyes, but they're still able to hold on as the first batter of this inning for the Sharks will be Dominique Walker. And the first pitch to Walker will be down low on the outside for a ball. Count now is 1-0 to Walker.
Dominique Walker is definitely a speedy player on the bases, so to have her on base may be a little bit of a threat to the Penguins.
And Harden will dive there, and so will Cavender as she gets it in between the hole between the 5 and 6, but they're not able to get to it, and she will reach first base. Walker will be on first after driving it between the 5 and 6 gap.
With Walker on base, as I was saying, she's definitely speedy on the bases. So to have her on base, the Penguins definitely need to watch her.
They definitely do. And Chinchilla will do a great job, as she always does defensively, keeping an eye out on any runner that gets on base. And the hitter now in Jordan Curry, the first baseman, as she looks to drive in Walker, but the first pitch to her will be a called strike right down the middle in the fastball.
As I was mentioning with Harden being both a pitcher and a third baseman, Curry also is a pitcher and as well right now for this game playing first.
Catafias is ready, and the pitch to Curry is driven out to right field. Bolin will pick it up, put it out there in right field, a pop-up to the right fielder, Bolin. For the first out of the inning, and now coming up to bat, the catcher for the Sharks in Caroline Toyama.
Looks like Catafias is checking Walker over at first to make sure she doesn't get too big of a jump on her.
Toyama in the box is ready as Catafias will deliver the pitch, and she will bunt it foul. At the last second, she bunts it, but it will go foul. She seemed to be looking to swing there, but last second decides to bunt it.
It looked like, as you were saying, she wasn't very sure of herself, as if she were to swing or do anything with it, really, and kind of put her bat out there just for luck.
She definitely showed butt extremely late. Not sure what the strategy there was, but I think that if she's going to show butt, she's definitely going to have to bring the bat around a lot quicker than she did in that last pitch.
And the pitch to Toyama is outside for a ball. Count now is 1-1. Catafias gets the pitch from Chinchilla, and she will deliver this one. And another one. A ground ball in between the 5 and 6 hole. Same exact play as Walker had before, and she will get on base for the single. So Sharks really taking advantage of that hole between the 5 and 6 shortstop and the third baseman, and now they have two straight runners who's reached base because of the gap in between those two, and now they're looking to close the gap as Cavender moves closer in to Harden.
Also note, the tying run is on first base now.
As Santiago will dribble this one, and she will reach first base as
And the wind is picking up out here on Penguin Field. Sorry, there's a big giant gust of wind that just blew a giant powder dust cloud onto the field, and everybody kind of just covering their eyes, and our tent here is getting blown around. But
Santiago reached base there because Reyes wasn't able to get it quick enough in time to the first baseman in Sheik. The bases are now loaded as the infield for the Penguins talks to Catafias, middle of the circle, looking to come up with some strategy here as the bases are now loaded with one out as we head back to the top of the lineup in Mari Kajiwara coming up to bat.
Looks like the girls just had a quick circle meeting right there, probably discussing, you know, how to not get ahead of themselves and how to keep the runners in place and not have them score any runs.
It's been a trend for Coach Nyberg to come out there whenever bases are loaded to kind of give the girls a little pep talk about what the game plan is here.
And Kajiwara will swing at the first pitch, go foul right over the tent and on the third base side. Count now 0-1 to Kajiwara. Catafias gets the pitch from Shinshia, and she delivers way outside. Count is now at 1-1.
The wind is kind of picking up here at Penguin Field, blowing in from center field now, and just it had a giant wind gust come in, and that play kind of got covered a little bit. Not too much, but there was
just
no
enough.
Yeah, there was no clear reason why Santiago was called safe at first when clearly Reyes had flipped it over to Cheek right away. Maybe the dust got in the umpire's eyes or something.
2-1 count now to Kajiwara, and she's going to hit this one to left field, but out of play, foul, looks like into the Penguin bullpen. The count now will be 2-2 to Kajiwara. Kajiwara taking her time, steps into the plate, and Catafias will rub the ball, get the signal from Chinchilla. She winds up and delivers outside, full count now, 3-2 to Kajiwara. So Kajiwara has a chance here to pick up an RBI with either a hit or taking a walk.
I'm feeling a deja vu moment happening here. Every single time the Penguins have bases loaded, the pitcher loves to go full count.
And the pitch from Catafias down low, and that'll get the bases loaded. Scoring in the run as Walker will come on home.
It's a time today that's happened where they've gotten a full count on bases loaded and have made a big problem out of trying to get out of the little hole they've dug themselves in. And walking a batter and just earning a run that way, it's got to be a tough break. And now Coach Tori Nyberg heads out to discuss what happened with the team and kind of get Gabby back into it, because it seems like the Penguins are kind of falling apart at the end of this game. Now they're only ahead by one run, and they have winning, tying, and the advancing runs all on base. So it's definitely a crucial moment for this Penguin team to kind of get out of the little hole they've dug themselves in and just continue to get outs.
And looks like coming in to pinch hit for Sierra Diaz will be number 12 in.
Number 12, Noelani Boyer.
Boyer coming in replacement of Sierra Diaz as the pitch will be called for a strike. No balls and one strike to Boyer.
Boyer played in the last game against the Penguins.
And Boyer will single it up the middle. Lonzo will get the throw in time, though, back quickly, but not with no damage done, as another run will come in to score. The game will now be tied at 2 as Toyoma will come on in after the single by Boyer. So a pinch hit single by Boyer ties this game up.
Tough break for the Penguins. The wind played a big factor in that last play. It picked up almost the exact moment that the ball left the bat, and it just hung the ball up high, and Lanza really had to run in and pick the ball up. It wasn't. It would look like it was coming straight at her, but out of nowhere, the ball just kind of hung up there and dropped right in front of her before she even had the chance to react, and that really played a big factor in this. That last play, the wind.
Sanchez will swing it as now Cavender will go on home for the out. Gets the lead runner out at home. So another great play by Cavender getting the lead runner out at home. We've seen her do this in the previous game and several times in that previous game. So great defensive play by Cavender.
The Penguins don't seem to ever have a problem getting the lead runner out at when it's a bases loaded situation. The issue they always have is trying to turn for two.
And the first pitch will be called a strike down on the outside corner. Catafias gets it 0-1.
We have our tent crew coming to take down our tent because it is blowing like crazy.
And the pitch will be hit on by Leonard, bouncing off the glove of Catafias, but Reyes was able to get there and flip it to first base for the final out of the inning. The Sharks are able to tie it up against your Penguins. Game tie now at 2 apiece as we head to the bottom of the 5th inning. And we're going to take a quick break right here on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu, San Rafael and FM 102.3.
Science of mind and matter.
Back, we are live here at Penguin Field broadcasting Penguin Softball Game 2. Dominican Penguins versus Hawaii Pacific Sharks. The game is now tied 2-2. We are at the bottom of 5. Trying to see if the Penguins can come and bring some more production here as Alexis Chinchilla steps up to the plate versus Emily Leonard, the pitcher for the Sharks. Here's the windup and pitch from Leonard, and it is off the outside corner for strike one against Chinchilla. Chinchilla having... is 0 for 1 for the day, and she really needs to produce something now for this Penguin team to get it started. As the pitch to Chinchilla is in the dirt for ball one. The count now, 1-1, nobody out. Penguins and Sharks tied at 2. We are at the bottom of 5. My name is Lizette Cabrera. Alongside me is Brandon Cadiz and Alyssa Peterson. Emily Leonard in the circle. Here's the windup and pitch, and it is outside, called ball on Chinchilla. So now the count is 2 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. Chinchilla really needs to produce something here to get this Penguin rally going, as this pitch to her is taken way deep into left field, far off, missing, and falling fair just past the Penguins' bullpen. And we're just going to reset and do it again. The count now is 2-2 on Chinchilla. Chinchilla is one of those hitters that really knows exactly what she needs to do when she gets to the plate. She's always the go-to girl to kind of be in those two-out situations. And for the first time in a while, we see her come out and starting an inning. As the pitch to Chinchilla is fouled straight back behind this backstop and into the stands, and she's really just battling out as much as she can out there. The count now is 2-2, nobody out. We're at the bottom of 5 here at Penguin Field. Hawaii Pacific versus your Dominican Penguins. The pitch from Leonard is way outside for ball 3. The count now full on Chinchilla. Some more jeers against the umpires calling here from the crowd, but I think that was called pretty fair. Far outside for ball 3. Here's Leonard with the windup, and the pitch is in the dirt, and ball 4. Chinchilla will take her base and walk on down. Up next, we have Haley Cheek coming in for the Penguins to face off against Emily Leonard.
And I think with that walk from Chinchilla, I think the Penguins will really need to take advantage of that, because with that last inning, the Sharks really, you know, did get ahead of them on some silly errors. So they really need to take that base and run with it. No pun intended.
The pitch to Cheek is in the dirt. Also, Cheek squared up to bunt, but she pulled back at the last second for ball one. Toyama looking down at Chinchilla at first to see if she's going to take any big lead, and she does not, as Leonard prepares to pitch. Again, Cheek squares to bunt, and this time leaves the bat out there and makes some contact, but the ball falls foul, and now it is strike one against Cheek. The count now, 1-1, nobody outs. Chinchilla on first for the Penguins. The score is still tied up at 2, even. The pitch from Leonard is up high, and a ball 2 to Cheek. The count now, 2 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. Runner at first, and we're at the bottom of 5 here at Penguin Field. Leonard with the pitch. Cheek once again fouling it off as she shows bunt, this time back to the backstop. And we're just going to keep resetting and doing this all over again until the ball gets into play. The count now, 2-2 on Cheek. And I think she's probably going to be producing some good hits here as she ends up striking out and swinging at a low ball.
Looks like you spoke too
soon.
Yeah.
First out of the inning goes to Haley Cheek. Now we head to the Penguins' top of the lineup, and Mackenzie Schumacher will be starting things off. Alexis Chinchilla is still at first, and Penguins hope to get her around as she represents the winning run here in this game. Mackenzie Schumacher squares to bunt, pulls back as the ball comes across, and she hits it directly to Leonard. And Leonard turns back and shoots for second base to get Chinchilla out. But Mackenzie Schumacher ends up advancing to first. So they got the lead runner out as Chinchilla, and that's 2 outs for the Sharks. Penguins now bringing up big senior Alyssa Lululanza coming in, the lefty. She's a power slapper, and they hope to produce some type of rally in this 2-out situation. Here's the pitch from Leonard, and it is up high as Schumacher runs directly into a ball thrown down by Toyama, and that will be the 3rd out of the inning for the Penguins. So Lanza will get to bat in the next inning, and she will come out. Looks like Coach Tori Nyberg is talking to the umpire. We may see a pitching change, and I think I see Lauren Percy coming out to the circle to come in to pitch for Catafias, for Gabby Catafias, that is. Lauren Percy, the freshman, standing at, she is 5'11 and has quite a lot of legs to work with. We've seen Percy come out here before, and she definitely has to start off really strong for this Penguin team as they come out here still trying to shut down this Hawaii team here in the top of 6. We're going to take a quick break here at Penguin Radio. You're listening to Penguin Softball. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Penguins Softball, brought to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We are heading into the top of the sixth inning. Your Dominican University Penguins are tied with the Hawaii Pacific Sharks, 2-2 apiece. Right now, we're starting here with bringing in big power hitter number 33, Brazilian Tovio Asado. As Gabby Catafias is in the circle and throws down the first pitch to Tovio Asado, and she takes it way down the right field line for a foul ball. Coming in super aggressive, Lauren Percy ended up not coming in to pitch for Catafias, so it looks like Catafias may be finishing this one off by herself. As the second pitch from Catafias is way up high and out for ball one. The count now 1-1 on Tovio Asado. Catafias with the windup, and the pitch is way outside again for ball two.
It looks like Harden has made her way over to first base now, switching from pitcher to third to first.
Did Lauren Percy maybe come in for her at third? Or Daylen Dennis?
I think it's Daylen.
It's good to see Daylen Dennis back out there as Gabby Catafias puts this pitch down the middle, and it is swung out and missed for strike two to Tovio Asado. The count now, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out, nobody on here at the top of six. Gabby Catafias with the pitch, and then is hit over to the third baseman, Daylen Dennis, who boots it and completely misses the ball. And that allows Tovio Asado to advance to first base on the air by Daylen Dennis. Dennis getting probably a little too excited to be back out here after her injury on Thursday, getting a nice knocker into the chin. An ugly ball just bounced off the dirt and hit her directly in the jaw, and she kind of had to get taken off the field. But maybe now she's got her first hit and error out of the way, and she'll just be ready for the next one. As now we have number 9, Dominique Walker, coming and stepping up to the plate.
And looks like they're going to get a pinch runner for Tovio Asado there at first, as number 4 will come in, which is actually the center fielder, and Christy Washizaki.
The flex DP is coming in to run for the DP, which is not uncommon, as the first pitch to Walker is down the middle, strike one. Walker squares to bunt, pulls back, and this pitch hits off the inside corner for strike two to Walker. The count now 0-2 on Walker. The count, no balls, 2 strikes, nobody out, runner at first. Catafias with the windup, and the pitch is inside and swung on and missed for strike three to Walker. That'll be the first out of the inning. And now we have number 20, Jordan Curry, coming in to hit.
Definitely a girl who has a lot of height on her. So it'll be interesting to see how she takes these pitches.
We saw her pitch the entire first game here on Penguin Field. As the runner goes, and Chinchilla throws down, but the throw is not in time as Cavender goes over to cover, and Wajisaki comes up for the steal.
Yeah, smart play by bringing in Wajisaki for Tovio Asado, as Tovio Asado on the year doesn't have any stolen bases or hasn't even attempted to steal a base on the season.
So, again, she's the flex DP who can come in at any time to pinch run and or hit for the DP. That's the flex rule, is that the flex and the DP are almost interchangeable when it comes to defense and offense. It's like you get a free sub kind of thing into the game. As this pitch is fouled back for strike one, the count now 1-2, 1 ball, 2 strikes on Curry. Wajisaki standing in second at second base, represents the winning run for Hawaii Pacific. Catafias, woo, with the pitch and a hit straight back to her glove. And she makes the nice catch for the second out of the inning. Nice line drive straight back to her glove. Luckily, she's quick reflexes enough to catch that. I've seen girls get hit and nailed in the face by hits like that.
A lot of the pitchers that I would play with when I played softball actually wore face masks for that very reason.
Yeah, I had a lot of pitchers wear face masks as well. You don't see it quite as frequently out here in collegiate softball, but I did remember last year we had a pitcher named Kelsey Goodner, and she wore a mask. As this pitch, as 21, Toyama comes in and hits one over to Cavender at short. She throws over to Cheek at first for the third out of the inning. So the Penguins do not allow Hawaii to score any more runs. This game is still tied at 2-2. We're going to the bottom of six with the second, third, and fourth batter coming through to the lineup here to come and hit. So we're starting off with Alyssa Lanza, then Caitlin Cavender, then Daylen Dennis. Looks like a good part of the lineup coming up here at Penguin Field. This is Penguin Radio, bringing you Penguin Softball. We'll be back after this short break.
Showed up. Shawty. What'd it do?
You. We have Alyssa Lanza, who just hit a nice line hit into left field, getting her a shot at running around the bases. She is now on first. She hit a nice line drive drop ball kind of onto the edge of the third base line down the left field line. And now we are going to see senior Kat Cavender come to the plate, see if she can get Alyssa Lanza around. Lanza represents the winning run of this game. Here's the pitch from Leonard. And it is high and outside for ball one to Cavender. Cavender ready in the box. Leonard receiving the sign. Here's the windup, and the pitch is up high as Lanza goes and is able to steal second base. The throw from Toyama is right on the money, but Diaz, the shortstop, is unable to get a grip on it, and the ball goes out into center field. But here comes in Washisaki to cover, and Lanza's unable to advance to third.
And that was Lanza's second stolen base of the game. She scored earlier after stealing a base in the first inning.
Cavender at the plate, and this pitch to Cavender is up high for ball two. Wind picking up a little bit. Rain threatening just a smidge out here. Starting to feel a little bit of droplets. Hopefully it doesn't start until we're done. And Cavender takes a look at ball four.
Yep.
And walks all the way down to first. She would be a security run for the Penguins and give them a two-run lead if number nine, Daylen Dennis, is able to bring them around and in. Dennis coming off of kind of a small injury from Thursday, getting hit in the jaw, and now she's coming back in to see if she can produce some hits for the Penguins as she pops this one way up over by the first baseman and the catcher, and they have an issue calling the ball and almost have a collision between Jordan Curry and Carolina Toyama as Jordan Curry catches the ball to make Daylen Dennis out. So that's a nice fly out to three off of the first base foul line.
It looked almost as if Toyama was a little bit upset that Curry didn't, you know, get out of the way.
Yeah, they were kind of giving each other dirty looks at the end there. And now we have Alyssa Lanza stealing third, and the throw from Toyama is off, and now she advances to steal home. And now the Penguins lead the Hawaii Pacific Sharks 3-2 on a pass ball thrown from Toyama down to the third base line. So, and Cavender also advances over to second. Looks like there's going to be a little huddle by the Hawaii Pacific team in the circle. A little bit of sprinkling happening out here on Penguin Field. Hopefully nothing too crazy starts happening as our tent was taken down by the crew because of the wind. It almost got blown into off the stands here from this heavy wind. So we're praying that the rain doesn't start until this game ends. Here we're ready for softball as Keely Boland stands in the box and she pops one over to the shortstop Sierra Diaz for the second out of the inning here. Cavender still stuck on second base as now we have the big hitter for today's game, Caritza Reyes, stepping into the box and face off against Emily Leonard. Caritza Reyes had a nice solid home run over the left center fence back in the second to get the Penguins an early lead as she knocks one straight into the gap between right and left field and stand up double and brings Cavender around for an insurance run. Penguin lead. Penguins now lead Hawaii Pacific 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. And here we got another big senior, Caitlin Harden, coming up to the plate. Two outs. Reyes on second. Leonard with the pitch. And it is right down the middle for strike one on Harden.
Harden being a pitcher, you don't expect her to be a big power hitter, but she definitely has that potential to get the second base runner into home.
This second pitch from Leonard comes a little bit high and inside for ball one to Harden. The count now, 1-1, two outs. Runner on second base, Penguins lead 4-2 as this pitch from Harden comes low and she takes a piece of it, knocks it over the visitor's dugout and it drops foul for strike two on Harden. The count now, 1-2. Two outs, runner at second. Leonard with the pitch, and it is strike three on the low outside corner to Harden, and that will end the inning. The Penguins just have to hold the Sharks three more outs, and they've taken the sweep for the weekend. I think that they've got their work cut out for them, especially with the number nine and then the top of their lineup coming through. It's going to be a tough break for this Penguins team to try to stay in there. And it looks like Gabby Catafias will be finishing off the last half of this game. We're going to take a quick break here at Penguin Radio, and we'll bring you the last inning of Penguin softball.
This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm Kate, your senior pitcher for the Dominican Penguins. You are listening to the one and only Penguin Radio at FM 102.3.
Vipassana is a science of mind and matter. How the mind is influencing the body and in turn how body is influencing the
yesterday, forget it, tomorrow is nada. The present is right here, through the breath, watching. Atheist Jesus piece, hanging on a cross. We sit and discuss God on lawn chairs, about how we got here, what it is.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We are bringing you live Penguin softball game two of your Dominican University Penguins facing off against Hawaii Pacific Sharks. It is the top of seven. Your Penguins are leading this game 4-2. I'm Lizette Cabrera. Alongside of me, I have Brandon Cadiz and Alyssa Peterson. Gabby Catafias is in the circle for the Penguins as we have number three, Sienna Santiago, stepping up to the plate for the Sharks. The pitch from Catafias is right on the inside corner for strike 1 to Santiago. Great strong start from Catafias, and I think that it's probably a result of the Penguins catching a late lead in the last inning. As the second pitch from Catafias just drops outside for ball one, Santiago squares to bunt but pulls back at the very last minute. Possibly might show bunt again as the lefty is a little small runner. As this next pitch from Catafias drops low again on the outside corner for ball two. The count now, 2-1. No outs. Penguins still leading 4-2 at the top of 7. Catafias with the windup. And the pitch comes inside and is fouled, bunted foul by Santiago behind Chinchilla.
It looks like with that play, as soon as she bunted it, the corners came in, and now they know that she's ready to, you know, try and pull a fast one on them.
She was already halfway down the first base line as the ball, as she made contact with the bat, too. Next pitch is hits her, and Gabby Catafias hits Santiago, and the Sharks now have a runner on first base.
I don't know about you, but that pitch looked as if it, when it was coming in, you know, to hit her, the batter didn't really move to me.
She moved a little bit. I think she kind of turned her back and just kind of so quickly because she is so tiny. She just kind of moved very fast. It was like you almost missed it if you blinked. And now we have number 16, Mari Kijiwara up. First pitch to Kijiwara is outside and called strike one. Catafias now with the windup, and the pitch is way outside. Chinchilla kind of setting up outside to anticipate the ball and kind of keeping an eye on Santiago down at first, making sure that she doesn't move. So the count now, 1-1, nobody out, runner at first. Catafias with the pitch, and it is up high and out again for ball two from Catafias to Kijiwara. Chinchilla keeping a very stern eye on Santiago down at first, making sure she's not moving at all. And here's the pitch from Catafias, and it is again low and outside pitch, this time called strike. The count now 2-2. Nobody out, runner at first, Penguins still leading 4-2 at the top of 7. Catafias in the circle. Here's the windup. And the pitch is outside, hit straight to Caitlin Cavender over at short, and she shoots it over to Harden, excuse me, who's at first for a nice easy out. Santiago advances to second. And now the Hawaii Pacific Sharks have a runner in scoring position.
With that throw from Cavender over to first, Dennis also kind of traveled with her and realized that she had left the bag and no one was really in the area in case the runner from second stole to third.
Yeah, I did see that as this pitch from Catafias comes on the outside corner for strike one to number, is that Boyer,
yeah.
So
Boyer came in for Diaz in the fifth inning, a pinch hit.
Yes, and Boyer's still in there. I wasn't sure if Boyer was still in. So Catafias coming across again with another outside low pitch, again called strike on Boyer. Boyer now behind in the count. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runner at second base. Catafias with the windup. And the pitch is low and outside for ball one to Boyer.
I think with a runner on second, anything can really happen at this point. Just because the Penguins are up by two doesn't mean that, you know, they're going to take it.
I agree with you there. The Penguins have to hold them here. As this pitch comes inside and is swung at by Boyer, and I guess foul tipped. It didn't look like she tipped it, but she must have. So there's going to reset. The count is 1-2. There's 1 out and a runner at second base. Catafias with the windup. And the pitch is slow and swung on and missed for the second out of the inning. the Penguins are one out away from sweeping the Hawaii Pacific Sharks, but not before having Kayla Sanchez come to the plate.
And on that strikeout, what a nasty just curve pitch there by Catafias. Nothing like that we've seen today.
Yeah. Sanchez coming out here showing everybody who's boss, taking a nice solid cut, hitting that ball down that left field line over the left field fence, falling foul for a deep strike one.
And as I said before, anything can happen because it looked like she really wanted it with that foul ball.
Yeah. Catafias coming through with the windup and pitch, dropping low outside for ball one. The count 1-1. Two outs. Hawaii Pacific has a runner on second and Santiago. Penguins still lead 4-2 at the top of seven. Catafias with the windup. And the pitch is just missing off the outside corner, low for ball two. Chinchilla kind of fumbling with it and checking Santiago. Santiago kind of standing out there playing a little game of peekaboo with Chinchilla before deciding to get back to second base. Catafias with the windup, and the pitch is inside and swung at for strike two against Santiago. Another thing I'm noticing is Sanchez. Another thing I'm noticing is Santiago standing over at second base is giving Sanchez the sign for whether to set up inside or outside and whether the pitch is coming in or out. And this ball is hit over to Reyes at second, and she throws it over to Harden for the final out of the game. And the Penguins have taken the weekend, beating the Hawaii Pacific Sharks 4-2 in this second game. All right, guys, it's come time once again to pick your Penguin player of the game. Who's it going to be? Alyssa.
Oh, gosh, I was going to have to think about that for a quick second. I think mine would have to be Reyes.
Yeah.
Which I probably, you know, stole one of your guys's. Because of her first home run, I'm really proud of her for getting that first home run. I know it always, you know, must feel good to knock one out of the park. And she really did that. And I feel like that definitely boosted the team energy and really got, you know, that fire going. And I think they played well as soon as that hit by her was made. So I would have to go with Reyes.
All right, Reyes is Alyssa's pick. Brandon, who's your pick?
My pick, I have to go with Alyssa Lanza. Mm-hmm. And she had three stolen bases on the day and scoring two runs. In addition to that, she reached first base in the first inning by a bunt, really being able to get on first base. And she demonstrated speed throughout the entire game. So three stolen bases, two runs scored, and a bunt single to get on first. So I have to take her as my player of the game, showcasing that speed.
All right. My player of the game, I'm going to have to go with Reyes as well. Just not only did she have that solid home run, her first of the season, but she also came through for the winning runs with a nice solid stand-up double between the right fielder and the center fielder to kind of get the Penguins a lead in this game. So Reyes was for sure the player of the game to kind of keep things going and get this Penguin team the win for today. All right, that's going to do it for us here at Penguin Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Next game is going to be, it's going to be a while till we're back home. The Penguins are not due back home until April 3rd. That's a Monday. The games are set for 1 and 3 p.m. We'll be out here broadcasting that live to you. So thank you for listening. This is Lizette Cabrera for Alyssa Peterson and Brandon Cadiz. Thank you and have a great night.